just go ahead and get in line. But if you object to that, don't get in line and take your selenium. Well, why does this go on? Even though we know that these things are wrong, we inherently know that, and we know that there's the truth out there. We see it in the newspaper every day. Why does it go on? Well, there's a five-letter word that's worse than any four-letter word. It's M-O-N-E-Y. And I'm not against people making a living or making money. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you injure other people to get it, then there's something wrong with it. At any rate, this is illustrated by an article that was in the Washington Post, November 2nd, 1992. And the title of the article is Lining Doc's Pockets. And the first paragraph says, if you go to your doctor, you want him to think of you as a patient, not a cash cow. But two studies in this month's New England Journal of Medicine show that doctors are out to milk you dry. I couldn't believe doctors would write that in their own medical journal. So I went to the medical school in San Diego, in La Jolla, took out those articles out of the library, and sure enough, they were in there. But they were written by two PhD hospital directors, administrators. And what they said was, hey, it's not paperwork, it's not insurance, it's not all this computer stuff that's running the cost up of health care. It's you doctors, because there's a lot of things you can do in your office for $50. But instead, when a person has good insurance, you say to them, well, I can't quite tell what's wrong. You got good insurance. Let's check you into the hospital for a week or 10 days and run some tests. Well, who do you think owns the hospital? The doctor. The doctor does. And so he's referring you in there to make sure those beds are full and all the overhead is taken care of. Remember, when you pay the doctor bill, where does it go? Well, it's gotten so bad that even the Reader's Digest has jumped on the bandwagon. To me, the Reader's Digest is a magazine that never says anything negative or bad about anybody or any group. It's the sweetest little magazine that ever was. The September 1993 issue features an article that says, can you trust your doctor? It lists 12 ways that doctors scam your money. And I'll let you read 11 of them yourself. I'll give you the worst one. In addition to their income from office fees and surgical fees and lab fees and hospitalization, in addition to all those fees, doctors get a kickback from the labs and the x-ray labs and clinics and hospitals. They get a kickback of $421 every time they send you in for a CAT scan or an MRI. And doctors tell you, oh, we do that because we're practicing defensive medicine, because if I miss something, one in 10 billion, you're going to sue me. So I do this just to protect myself. Well, if it was just to protect themselves and you knew them and they knew you, 90% of the people say, oh, just skip it, doc. If you don't really think it's necessary, let's save the money. But they got something more than defensive medicine to worry about. They get $421 in a kickback for every time they send you in for an MRI or a CAT scan. Well, when I practiced for 12 years up in Portland, somebody come to me with a terrible headache, never had one, I'd just walk up to them and tap them on the sinuses. And if they collapsed to their knees, I know they had a sinus headache. Oh, doc, why'd you do that? Well, I just wondered, that's a cheap lab test, you know. And if they had blood dripping out of their nose, they'd take a $35 x-ray to see if they had a cancer in there. $35 in a free lab test as opposed to $421. If I wanted to make that $421, I'd have been a good thief. What I'd have done, I'd have built a chute right into that CAT scan machine, because I knew how to build chutes living on a farm. And I'd have gone out in the street and I'd have got every homeless person, I'd line them up in them chutes, and I'd put soup and a Big Mac at the end of that tube, you know. And I'd say, I'm going to buy you $1.50 dinner. I'm a good guy. I'm going to buy you $1.50 dinner. You just got to go through this chute, go through that tube, and you get your sandwich and your soup. Man, they'd be flowing through there, maybe 100 a day. And I could start adding some things up. It'd be a lot of fun. At any rate, the average doctor gets $228,660 a year in CAT scan kickbacks. $250,000 a year. In any other industry, if you do that, politicians, lawyers, businessmen, stockbrokers, they get put in jail. But doctors, it's okay. Because insurance pays for it. Hillary will pay for it. We don't mind if they steal. It's blind. It's free.